Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take a whole stack of sources. Today, it's all focused on just one professional application, and well, we try to boil it down fast to what you really need to know. Our subject today, solid invoice. Now, if you're a professional, maybe a consultant, freelancer, running a small agency, you know invoicing. It's unavoidable, right? The admin core of your business. So our mission here is to figure out if this tool, Solid Invoice, actually manages that that fundamental conflict you always see in financial tech. I mean, that tightrope walk between making things super quick, efficient workflow, and having absolutely rock-solid data security. We're talking to you, the listener who gets it. You know security is non-negotiable, but you also, frankly, can't afford to waste half your day fighting clunky software.
And that conflict is precisely why the source material we looked at leads with their philosophy. Not just a feature list. They get that for professionals. Your reputation, that's everything. They state quite clearly that your data, and maybe even more critically, your client's sensitive financial data, well, it deserves absolute security and privacy. What's interesting, I think, is how they immediately try to frame themselves as a trusted partner, see? Not just another utility app off the shelf.
That's a key distinction, isn't it? Trusted partner versus, yeah, simple utility.
Yeah.
It implies a much, much higher bar for accountability. So if the foundation is trust, what are the actual technical bits holding that up? Because, you know, promising protection is easy. Showing the work is harder.
Right. And if you look under the hood, they talk about security layers that are designed to mitigate liability, which, let's be honest, that's the real concern for any high-value professional, isn't it? So the first clear technical feature they mention is encryption at rest. Now, most people, they kind of know encryption protects data when it's moving, you know, across the internet, data in transit. But encryption at rest, that means even if someone, like a bad actor, managed to breach the actual storage, maybe steal a hard drive, the stored data itself, your whole history, invoices, client lists, tax info, it's still scrambled, unreadable. It's encrypted while it's just sitting there. For a business that's growing, this is actually a major strategic asset. It's a proactive risk mitigation against potentially very costly data breaches.
Okay, so it sounds like a digital Fort Knox, but here's the challenge, right? And I'm sort of thinking as the listener here, doesn't adding that level of like military grade security inevitably slow things down? Does that security layer add noticeable lag to the workflow? Is there a trade-off we need to warn people about?
That's a really good point, and the sources seem to anticipate that concern. The speed features, which we'll get to, they suggest the security is, well, hopefully well integrated, not just tacked on at the end. But staying on security for just a second, they also detail something called privacy-aware exports. Think about tax time. Or maybe an audit. You have to pull these big, complex reports, right? And there's always a risk when you generate those files. Privacy-aware exports basically means the application itself helps format the reports, helps manage the content, don't respect privacy boundaries, kind of automatically. It minimizes the chance you accidentally overshare sensitive details when you hand that data off to someone else, like your accountant. It's about data compartmentalization, making sure you only export what's needed and in the safest way possible.
Okay. That handles the back end peace of mind then. The security fortress is established. Good. Now let's talk about the drawbridge, the speed, because the promise is to create and send invoices in seconds. That's a huge claim for efficiency. How does this secure foundation actually allow for that kind of speed in the workflow?
Well, the way they transition from security to speed, it really highlights the user experience design, I think. The efficiency isn't just about raw processing power. It's more about minimizing the clicks, the decisions, you know, the friction involved in getting a bill out. And probably the single most compelling time saver they mention is the quote-to-invoice workflow.
Ah, yes, the dreaded manual reentry step. We all know that
exactly.
One.
Exactly. Taking a detailed proposal, a quote, and turning it into the final invoice. It often means typing line items again, adjusting things, checking taxes. It's tedious. And like you said earlier, it's why errors creep in. So by letting you convert that quote with just a single tap, they just eliminate that entire chunk of repetitive, error-prone data entry. That's workflow efficiency that's actually rooted in reducing errors, not just pure speed for speed's sake.
Right. And this is where it gets super practical for the day-to-day client, isn't it? It's not just sending the invoice that eats up time. It's tracking all the bits and pieces, the costs associated with a project. Anyone running a service business knows the pain of chasing down tiny receipts, trying to categorize them months later.
Yeah.
I remember one year, seriously, I spent an entire Sunday afternoon with this massive shoebox, a scanner, trying to match crumpled gas station receipts to project folders. It was just miserable.
What do the sources say about handling expenses?
They actually detail a pretty robust expense management feature. It seems specifically designed to tackle that exact shoebox problem you mentioned. They have built-in receipt scanning right inside the app. So the idea is you incur a cost, you snap a photo immediately, and boom, the documentation is instantly linked to your financials. But the real smarts seem to go beyond just storing a picture. This is where they talk about using OCR optical character recognition technology. And we should be clear, this isn't just like digitizing an image. The OCR is actually reading the text. Hmm. It identifies the vendor, the date, the amount, and then it automatically suggests the right expense category for you.
Wow. Okay. So the app isn't just a secure vault for my client data. It's also like an active assistant sorting out my operational costs.
Precisely. And if we connect this back to those privacy-aware exports we talked about earlier, when tax time comes around, that data, it's already been vetted, organized automatically throughout the year. The sources really emphasize the reporting function here. The ability to run reports and export clean, audit-ready files windowly. This basically turns tax prep from that horrible end-of-year scramble into, well, just a simple export function. It's like comprehensive business record keeping, but disguised as easy expense tracking.
That efficiency payoff sounds huge. Definitely appealing. Okay, let's shift gears slightly and look at the scaling model, because a tool that's great for a solo freelancer might, you know, completely choke when an agency has 5 employees and 50 clients. The sources seem to lay out a clear growth path. You start free with all the essentials, which is great, right? Low barrier to entry lets you test it out. But when does that informed professional listening right now know they've hit the point where they actually need to upgrade? To the pro tier, what problems does pro solve for a growing business?
Yeah, the upgrade path seems pretty strategically designed to address those exact growing pains. The first one is just pure volume. Pro unlocks unlimited clients for any growing consultancy or agency. That moment you hit an artificial client cap in your software, oof, the platform instantly becomes a bottleneck to your revenue. Unlimited clients just removes that friction. But the pro tier also seems to shift the focus from just reactive bookkeeping towards more proactive strategic planning. It includes advanced analytics. So the free tier probably tells you what you build, simple enough. But advanced analytics, that gives you the deeper insights, maybe cash flow projections, profitability per client, perhaps even tracking how quickly different clients pay. This lets the business owner move beyond just managing the finances to actually managing the strategy of the business.
And of course, if you're scaling up, presentation matters. You need to look like a polished, established operation. That brings us to custom branding.
Mm-hmm.
In the service world, perception really is value, isn't it? A generic invoice, even if it's secure and accurate, using the default template, it kind of diminishes the perceived value of your work. Custom branding, your logo, your company colors, your fonts, it ensures every financial document you send out doubles as, like a silent marketing tool, mm-hmm. reinforces that professional identity you're building.
Absolutely. And the sources make it pretty clear that the ultimate goal isn't just cramming in features. It's about professional transformation, the way all these pieces fit together, the one-tap conversion, the OCR expenses, the analytics, the solid security. It all leads to that advertised outcome. The user doesn't just look organized or secure or in control. They genuinely are all three of those things.
It's interesting how they tie it back to those three specific words: organized, secure, in control. The organization, yeah, that comes from the automated expense of the quick conversions. Security is the encryption. And the control, that comes directly from being able to scale without limits and having those advanced analytics actually tell you where your business is going, not just where it's been.
Exactly. And that closing theme they use, simple, elegant, secure. It feels like a complete package description. It directly tackles that initial conflict we started with, right? Complexity often follows security. But they're claiming simplicity and elegance are achievable because of that strong foundation. They're essentially selling high efficiency wrapped in absolutely uncompromised security.
Now, before we wrap this up, there's a detail kind of buried deep in the source material that presents a really unique opportunity. Especially for you, the informed professional listening, they're actually inviting users to get involved in the development process itself.
Yeah, which raises a really interesting question, doesn't it? Why should someone who needs a tool right now spend their valuable time helping develop a tool for tomorrow? They're inviting people to join their test flight program, the stated goal,
yeah,
to help shape the future of invoicing. This is basically a chance for the audience, you know, the actual experts in various fields using this daily, to have a say in how this tool works in the real world. You're not just passively accepting the software. You're actively engaging in its evolution, helping ensure the features, the security, the efficiency, that it all meets your specific professional needs.
And there's an immediate, very tangible reward for giving that feedback. It's highly strategic, actually. The sources explicitly mention that people who provide valuable input during this test flight period, they stand to earn a lifetime license.
Yeah.
That's a powerful incentive, isn't it? It's not just like a 10% discount for a year. It's securing a permanent place on a platform that's clearly aiming to lead in efficiency and security. Based simply on you sharing your real-world experience.
It really connects that idea of applying your knowledge with long-term business value. By participating, you're not only making the tool better for everyone, but you're effectively locking in your cost for this core business function invoicing for the entire lifespan of your business. That's a massive potential saving, a fantastic perk for being an early adopter.
Organized, secure, in control. It seems like a complete package, managing that tough security efficiency balance and, well, offering a pretty unique opportunity for early users. That's about all the time we have for this deep dive. We hope this gave you a solid strategic understanding of Solid Invoice.
Until next time, keep exploring.